Sorry, I didn't mean that to be so long.
Oh, that's what she said. Oh, wait, no, that's what he said. Anyway, welcome to our after party. We were discussing peanut butter bullshit.
I am stunned you didn't like peanut butter whiskey. I thought it was phenomenal. I really liked it.
I know you did.
Okay, you need to step outside of your box.
But do you, no, no, that's not stepping outside the box.
That's outside the box.
No, it's not. Okay, have you had cinnamon whiskey, like Fireball?
Of course I have. Okay. I'm a girl, I went to college. It's a requirement. You have to do that or you don't graduate. I didn't think
Fireball was...
No, Fireball's in the curriculum. If you don't try Fireball, you don't graduate. Wait.
When were you last in college?
Okay, it was a long while ago, but I went to like a million different colleges, so I had to try it.
I don't remember Fireball being like even invented yet back then.
Okay.
I gotcha.
No. Yeah. Okay. When I went to San Jose State, Fireball had to have been back there. Because, okay, I met Colleen. Colleen graduated the class of 2000. I was in there a lot longer, so I had to do a bunch of classes. I didn't get out of San Jose State until like 2007. I took classes here and then. Fireball had to have been in there. Look it up. You look it up.
I will look it up.
Okay, you will.
I will. I can't do, like, any sort of, like, flavored vodka is okay. Like, if you steep vodka with cucumber or lychee or, you know, you just try strawberry vodka, okay, sure. Fine. Watermelon vodka, that's good. Pepper vodka, okay, great. But, like, they're meant to mix with certain things. Mm-hmm. I can only see maybe one drink or two drinks that you could even do a peanut butter or a cinnamon whiskey with. And I would not mix whiskey with just about anything else in my entire...
Okay, just look up when Fireball came out. I'm relatively certain Fireball came out among the million thousand years I went to college. Ha! 2001, suck it!
2001.
Okay, I was in school a good zillion years, uh-huh. So I was going and taking classes while I was working, so yes, it was totally possible that I had Fireball at a party, frat parties, mm-hmm. I went to a bunch of them, haha, sorry, and there was a lot of drinking at them, and I'm 100% sure that I had it for the first time at a frat party.
Fireball whiskey, according to this, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at this on Wikipedia, as of 2018, Fireball is among the top-selling whiskey brands in the United States.
Okay.
Its foundation is Canadian.
Do you know who's drinking this? College students... And
who don't know what good whiskey is.
Fine. And girls on spring break who don't care what a good whiskey is.
Don't know what good whiskey is.
No, because they don't know because they're going to get drunk and get laid. Let's admit it.
I admit it. But holy crap. There's that. I mean, like, I cannot. Like, that's not real whiskey to me. Like, I would barely call it whiskey.
It doesn't have to be. Women and men drink whiskey different.
But that's not even, like, what, you saying that women, like, would drink? Like, I know women that would drink whiskey.
I'm saying if you put four women and four men, assuming normal taste, assuming they drink, uh-huh. and they're normal people, and they're not, like, you know, only have one alcohol they drink their whole lives. For the most part, women are going to be more attracted to the sweeter drinks and men to the not, in general.
Okay.
So, whiskey, by default, is not a sweet drink, but... You put your peanut butter in it, you put your cinnamon in it, you put stuff like that. Women are going to be more attracted to it. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying women are not going to drink straight up whiskey for the most part. We're just not. Why would we?
Because it tastes better?
We have nothing to prove. We're women.
Oh. I beg to differ.
Okay.
There are women out there.
First of all, I've been to more colleges than you have. I have to admit. I went to a million colleges. I've been to more frat parties than you have. I guarantee it. And trust me, women are not sitting there drinking straight up whiskey.
Yes, I know that. They're drinking the foo-foo stuff. Like, It doesn't matter. No, I get that. And some women do. It's not that I haven't been to a bunch of frat parties.
You don't need to go to a frat party.
No, I understand. I've been to parties where they will swill, like, stuff that tastes like Sprite, for crying out loud. And I get that. You want to taste like... You don't want to, like, go out there and taste... Like stuff that is filtered through the soil from your plants out on the patio. That's not what I'm talking about. I think, of course, not.
There are earthy beers and they're acquired taste, and for the most part, they're disgusting. Although there are some that I like, but I wouldn't go to a party and order one.
I see.
I wouldn't. Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, I'm married and have a kid now. It's not like I'm going to go to a frat party tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But if for some crazy reason I stepped in a time machine and I went back to a frat party, when I was back at San Jose State, for example, I still probably wouldn't get an earthen beer. Yeah. I know what they are. I know what they taste like. I probably wouldn't go for it.
Huh. Interesting.
I mean, honestly, if we went to a frat party, I'd be having an Irish car bomb. For the most part. Which just goes to show that I like Guinness, which is weird for a girl, but for the most part, I'm looking at it as part of a drink. I'm not saying they're guzzling Guinness, although, again, I like Guinness, so I don't know what to tell you there.
No, I thought it was, like, I don't know. I can't do, like, to me, Fireball isn't whiskey. It's a novelty. Like, it's a novelty.
You've had it at your parties. I've seen it there.
No. I didn't bring it. Like, my brother...
Okay, so your brother just snuck
brother,
it in.
Yes, my brother did not sneak it in. He just brought it.
Who did he bring it for?
Himself, probably? Like,
Brother drinks Fireball.
No, he drank Fireball.
On purpose.
On purpose. Because I remember this was before my brother, like, actually got into the good bourbon whiskey stuff. Like, before he got into the McKellen or the, you know, the stuff that's aged, like, 200 years, it's ice age, you know, stuff like
Seriously,
that.
Seriously, you're not even kidding. 200 years. People drink 200 years.
I'm being
Okay, facetious. I'm like, because that'd be ridiculous expensive, yes, even exactly. for your brother.
Exactly. No. I just think, like I said... He brought this Fireball crap.
Was it for Jenny? Who was it for?
I have no idea. Like, he pretty much enjoyed this crap. And
I like Fireball, too.
And my sister's boyfriend at the time, like, he even said to me, like, the first time he ever had it, he's like, this is not whiskey. And I agreed with him, because I'd had whiskey back then. Like, that, to me, that's not whiskey. Like, you're just flavoring whiskey at that point. That's what I like, they go, oh, apple Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels
okay,
apple
so basically
flavoring.
You're dissing... 95% of Absolut Vodka's products, because most of their stuff are flavored vodka.
Yes, no, I don't...
So fuck Absolut.
No, not fuck Absolut. Like, I can stand, like, if it has some sort of use to it, like, Absolut Pepar, which is, like, infused with black pepper, that's what I'm guessing.
Okay, what Absolut Vanilla? It's part of their top seller.
Yes, Absolut Vanilla.
You'll give that one.
But you can use that in certain drinks. Like, the Absolut Pepar, the first thing you think when you think of Absolut Pepar, vodka is used in a Bloody Mary, so of course you're going to put Pepar in a sure. Bloody Mary. So that's, you know, at least you have some sort of use for that drink. Vanilla, you can put in sweeter drinks, and it won't be present. But I can't understand, like, the aforementioned that we were talking about was the peanut butter and jelly martini.
Which I liked!
Yes, but it was sold in, like, a bar in San Francisco. And I saw this sucker made, and it looked like it was a glass of peanut butter with jelly in it, like, sort of. I can't imagine walking around, like, a sophisticated bar in a city, and everybody else around you is drinking this, like, good stuff, and you're like, oh, look at me, and you've got, like, a peanut butter mustache on you. And
okay. Going back to pre-COVID days, for the most part, let's admit it, and you can testify to this because you've been there. When you and I go to parties, even as parties where we know a bunch of people, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, we tend to hang out with ourselves and hang out with a small group of people. It's not like you're walking around the party trying to get all this attention and stuff. And then, you know, neither of us is college age. It's been a while. Neither of us is, like, you know, trying to get anybody else. You know, it's like when you go to a party, especially as a couple, or if someone established a relationship, you're not going to impress people. You're going to drink what you want. And if you happen to like peanut butter, you're going to get the peanut butter whiskey.
I guess so. But, like, at the same time, that's... I mean, that's not real... Like, it just seems so gimmicky to me. Like, I can understand if, like, it's a shandy. You're trying to do something to, you know, with apples or fruit or whatnot. Okay, it's a sour beer... It's a
sour beers
beer.
Are pretty modern. It's not like they went back way to the colonial days. You know that.
But there seems to be, like, a craft to that.
Of course this, there is. Sours are awesome.
Right, but this seems to be something, like, it's just the new black thing, so to speak.
The new black thing.
That's what that's
like
what,
orange is the new black type of thing, or do the African Americans drink it?
That's what. No. I
want to make sure because, you know, it could go either way.
I wasn't making this a race.
Black people drink
no
whiskey.
You know what I mean? It's like the new black. Basically, it's just like I don't understand these gimmicky beers. Like
guess what? Most craft beers are gimmicky by the design.
Right, but you wouldn't drink Belching Beaver's Viva La peanut butter shit. Like
I might give it a try, to be honest with you.
Yes, but you wouldn't, like, be at a party, like, if there were, like, a 12-pack of this stuff, and, like, oh my god, and everyone's, like, you know, going for the other beers and whatnot, and you're the only one to, like, I don't think this is, like, something that would sell
okay,
at
but
a party.
Okay, but no, wait. No, whose party? If it was a random bunch of strangers and stuff, maybe not. But if it was, say, one of Jason Liu's parties back when he can do them, you know, shout out to
I
Jason.
I don't think so.
No, I think I would.
I don't think so.
I think you're wrong.
I think people would give it a taste and then go, what the hell is this? And then, you know, it goes down the drain. And, you know, and it's just, you know, because you walk up to, and then, you know, people will look at you and be like, what are you drinking? And you're like, oh, I'm drinking this. And then, you know... You're walking around a party pretty soon, and it's like, hi, I have peanut butter breath. And, you know, and then that's, you
Which
know.
Parties have you gone to where people start talking about what drinks are in that, that... No.
Yes. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, I know you're an alcohol snob. I'm right there with you. But people don't sit around talking about, hey, I'm drinking Brand X. What are you drinking? What parties are you going to?
Even at Jason's parties I have been to, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess I've been paying as much attention as you have to that. Most of the ones I've been going to, it's like, okay, you know, where's William? Is he your mom's? Is he here? Is he going to jump off the sofa? I mean, you know.
No. I'm telling you right now. Like, tonight, the Kolsch was a good start.
Sure.
Okay.
No, it was one of my favorites. Yes. That was a great start.
That's something that you bring to a party because it tastes like a beer. Something like... I don't know. I'm trying to think of my favorite beer tonight, which was probably... I mean, I'm going through the list of the stuff we had. I mean, I'm going with probably Dayglo IPA was my favorite beer tonight. That was really good. I don't know why I gave something else the higher rating. I think it was Kolsch, the stuff I gave a higher rating
to. Well, we started off with that. I mean, it was a good, strong start.
Yeah. It was a good, strong start. It had like a lighter honey flavor to it, and that's...
I like honey flavored beer. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I thought they talked too much before they got to that. I mean, seriously, we're sitting there watching the clock. The thing started 2 minutes late. It was like 8:10 before we could drink. So the 2 minutes start there, they spoke for 8 minutes about the bees. It's like, okay, shut up about the bees. Let's drink.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. When you start something, the first something you see about something is often your impression. I mean, you and I started with the San Jose Virtual Beer Fest. We did not do this as our first one. But if we had, we would have been sitting there going, like, you've got to be kidding me. This is 8 minutes of someone yakking, shut up, let's drink.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, granted, we had 10 beers to get through in 2 hours. And yes, I gave you a couple of them. You know, one I gave you, one right down to the drain. It was disgusting. But, you know, even sitting here now at, like, 9:20, we're totally out of time with our little chocolate and peanut butter. Ha-ha, I love it. You know, it's like, it just seems to me.
You took that shot, didn't
I
you?
I did take that shot, absolutely. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's my favorite of all times, but I'm saying there's a place in my heart and my stomach for chocolate and peanut butter. Sorry.
I see. No, I am with you on the chocolate peanut butter taste. Like, okay. I'm all a fan.
So then why do you have a prejudice against peanut butter whiskey?
Because peanut butter whiskey is not whiskey to me. That's whiskey with a gimmick. That's all it is. It's whiskey with a gimmick.
Okay, to take this way off of things, you and I are WWE fans. And there are wrestlers, God knows why, that come up with almost no gimmick. They probably wrestle under whatever the regular name is. They have a boring theme song, and you can't remember them. You and I tend to like wrestlers that have big gimmicks and stories and all that stuff. So if you can accept a gimmick from wrestling, which let's admit it is predetermined sports entertainment, why can't you accept it from whiskey?
Every wrestler has a gimmick.
No, not everyone. Some of them have really boring names.
No. Okay, look, every wrestler's got a gimmick. Every one of them has a gimmick to sell themselves.
Some of the gimmicks are really boring. Like, yes, hi, my name is Fred Smith. What kind of gimmick is that, Fred? Shut up.
You gotta present, like, hi, my name is Fred Smith. Just, you know, like that.
Okay, and then tomorrow you forget about
Fred
Smith.
Do the Gary Radnich thing there.
Fine, okay, but tomorrow you're not going to think about Fred Smith. You're going to think about Seth Rollins stomping all over him, curb stomping him, to the point where I'm sitting in the bathtub, you're like, hey, look at Seth Rollins, he's curb stomping.
Okay, look at it like this. Every wrestler is like a freaking beer, okay? They all have, like, some are Kolsch, some are Belgian ales, some are, like,
some of them pour down the drain. Lagers. What was that? That
yes,
was
some of them pour down the drain, and you never see them wrestle again. But then, like, you basically go with this guy, and it's, like, it's all peanut butter everything. Like, it's a gimmick that
tries
to... So you're
saying peanut butter everything's like Adam Rose?
Sure. Or okay. No Way Jose.
No Way Jose. Okay, No Way Jose was Adam Rose. They basically recycled the
Was song. That his name? I don't even remember anymore. Anyway.
I think No Way Jose might have been the dance form. I don't even know if that was his name. I think it was Jose. I don't know. But here's the thing. We remember Adam Rose.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're not going to remember the guy who was, like, you know, the welterweight or whatever the hell the damn thing was, you know, the middleweight.
Yeah.
And, you know, he came for one match and he got squashed. Goodbye. You know, remember when Rusev was squashing people in, like, a minute and a half? Flat.
I remember.
And it didn't matter because nobody gave a flying fuck because Rusev was the one who mattered.
Yeah, I know that. And that's, you know, how they come up. Okay. I'm just saying peanut butter whiskey is not whiskey.
It's not for you. It's for women.
It's not. Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that.
Okay, no.
And you're being.
Beer? No, okay. I'm not saying men can't drink it, but I'm saying beer is a product that is marketed towards one gender or the other. Rarely is a beer truly marketed to both genders.
No. Peanut butter whiskey is not geared towards women. It's geared towards people. Like, period. It's not geared toward any other gender.
Do you know who Rachel Lindsay is,
by any chance? Yes.
Who's Rachel Lindsay?
I have no idea, but you're going to explain it to me, so I know.
I sure am. Okay. There used to be a show on TV, it's still around, called The Bachelor, which spawned a show called The Bachelorette. We don't watch it because you're not into it, and that's fine. I don't care.
So she's a gimmick. Like peanut butter whiskey.
She is. Oh. She was the very first and the only African-American lead that they had for The Bachelorette. One of the many 5,000 products she gets to promote now, as opposed to being a lawyer, which is like a really admirable career, is peanut butter whiskey. And because of her, I tried it. The way she markets it, the way people drink it, it's marketed towards women. I'm not saying if a man tries it, like, you know, lightning's going to strike him dead. But I'm saying certain products are marketed more towards one gender or the other. Nobody expects men to drink peanut butter whiskey. We don't care if you don't or not. But women like peanut butter whiskey.
I see. Wait, what? No,
I'm saying not everybody is the target market for every product. Like, for example, beer. Let's admit it. There are people in this country who are not the target market of beer due to their age, mm-hmm. due to their financial circumstances, mm-hmm. due to where they are in the country or the like, for instance, God help us, I'm assuming they're not marketing beer to our son, who is two, when they have commerce. Okay,
no, that's Camel cigarettes back
then. Yeah, Camel cigarettes. Okay, so fine. Beer isn't expecting our son to find his brand right now as a damn toddler, mm-hmm. okay? And let's admit it, most people who are of a certain age, like let's say your mom and my mom, aren't there guzzling beer either. So for the most part, beer is hoping to get people in the young market. If we'll assume for the sake of argument they're targeting only people legal enough to drink them, so realistically speaking, if we assume that, beer is looking for people 21 to 30, give or take, to drink it. Which is part of the reason why beer almost always advertises during the Super Bowl. Because those are the people who are watching and buying. You know, you don't want to advertise to people who aren't going to buy your product. It's a waste of your damn money. That's all I'm saying.
Huh. Okay. So peanut butter whiskey sucks anyway.
I'm saying it's not for you. And that's fine.
It's not for a lot of me's.
And it's not for a lot of people who happen to be men, yes. I bet if you took a survey of people who said, I like peanut butter whiskey, most of them would be women.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
So you're saying men drink it too?
I'm saying that certain men might drink it too. But I think that, I have no idea. I cannot speculate. Okay. But what I can say is that I don't think that there are guys out there, or rather, I think that there are people out there who don't know what the hell, like, booze is. And so they'll go with the first...
So they just show up at the grocery store, next thing you know, people are throwing these in the cart.
They're the type of people who go to a party, and they'll see Fireball sitting on there. Oh, this is whiskey? Oh, okay. And they pour it, and they pour shot after shot after shot. And they're, you know, and they've got, you know, the hangover in the morning, obviously, because it's booze. But I don't think that they know what real, like, liquor is. Like, to me, Fireball to me is candy. There's nothing else to it. Fireball, the peanut butter whiskey, I can't even, like, get past the phrase. Like, that to me is just gross. It's like the phrase President Donald Trump.
Don't go together. You better take that away from our damn recording.
Yes. No, I'm just saying. No, it's just two phrases that don't go together for me. It's like grapefruit whiskey. Oh, okay. No, thank you. Like,
so you wouldn't try grapefruit whiskey?
No, like, okay, there's this stuff that Apothic used to sell. Like, it was like red wine that was steeped in IPA bottles or whatnot, or IPA barrels, rather.
Okay.
And I'm like, who the hell would try, like, red wine made out of beer? Like, that's disgusting to me. Like, it's just...
Did you not try it?
No, I didn't even try it. I just knew that it sucked. Because, like, I would go to the supermarkets months later. It would be on their clearance rack. We're trying to get rid of this crap, so please drink it. And it's, like, they're appealing to probably the people who drink a lot, who don't care what their wine tastes like. But it's like, you know, at that point, I'm like, dude, I can't even do it at the clearance price. And this stuff was selling at $4 a bottle. I'm like, I wouldn't even try that.
So it was like more than $2 chuck, and you're like, screw this.
Yeah, I'm not trying that. Like, Apothic by itself. Look, I will say this right now. Anyone listening to Apothic, I've had your wine, okay? It's decent. It's a decent wine. But it's pretty low price. It's like under $10 for your like regular red. It's not very good, okay? It's decent red wine. It's table wine, if that. And, look, I can't even stomach the regular red wine that you guys make. I'm not going to try one that tastes like beer, okay? I refuse to do that.
I can't believe you're so simple-minded, though.
No, it's not that. It's just, like,
why wouldn't you give it a try?
Because it's Apothic, number one. Mm-hmm. Apothic's wine is not very good. Number two, who the hell wants to mix wine with beer? You either do one or the other. You do beer or you do wine.
Have you never been to a party and you had a glass of wine and a glass of beer?
I've had a glass of wine and I've had a glass of beer.
Fine, I've been to those parties with you. I know you have.
You don't take a glass and go, I'll put my IPA in there and a little bit of my Cabernet and then mix it around with food.
William. Like we've discussed, a toddler's basic thing running through his head is, why not?
No, why not? You know, because he's two and I'm, like, of age. So, you know...
I get that. But, I mean, one of the ways we can better understand our son is to think, you know, why not? Okay, that movie that we watched, The Crown of, like, you know, Holidays or whatever, Crown for the Holidays, right? No, he had a great line. And I know it was a cheesy, stupid Hallmark movie. But basically the line was, parenthood is...
way out there.
I know. Parenthood is somewhere between don't do that and why not. And it's actually true.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No. Okay, William has no sophistication whatsoever because of his age.
Okay, he's two. But he comes up with some interesting ideas. He had his damn climbing cube thing. He comes up. He's trying to turn the light off. We take it away from him. What does he do? He climbs into stuffed animals.
Oh, my God.
Props for giving it a shot.
Yes, I get
A plus for creativity.
He MacGyvered that shit, and that's he all did. There is to it. It's not... Where are we going with this?
We're going with this with why not. I think we can learn more from our children. Our child in this case.
There's a difference between, like, using a tool to get up to the light switch and turn it off.
Which is pretty funny. He's all stepping
around. Yes, but you're accomplishing something that, like, is, you know, something you want to do. Like, why would you take your beer and pour it in the same glass as your Cabernet and go, this looks good?
To give it a shot to see how it tastes.
Ugh! No! Why? Why?
First of all, because if it worked, you could, in theory, preserve the wine/beer hybrid for longer on the shelves and have a better tasting product.
I'm guaranteeing you some drunk asshole late at night has tried to do that. And I'm guaranteeing you, if it had worked for that drunken asshole, we would see that all over the shelves at Safeway. And we have not seen that yet.
Yeah, Safeway doesn't even come up with enough, like, new brands or craft
Total
brands.
Total Wine, BevMo, whatever liquor store, like, superstore you've got out there.
How much time do you think I spend shopping for alcohol?
I'm just telling you, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because we have not seen it yet. There's got to be, one of the biggest things that came out was Brut IPA. That was the one where they tried to make champagne with IPA. That faded in like a month. I couldn't believe how
quickly. But they tried it.
Yes, it was decent. Like, I liked, like, Bolas Point's Brut IPA. That was one of the best ones I had ever had. After that, I don't know where the hell it went, but, like, that was the new thing. Like, that was the new fad. Bolas had the best of the Brut IPA. Strike again, had the second best in San Jose. That was one of the... And then maybe a month went by, you couldn't find Brut IPA to save your life. Like, and you can always tell that. Like, if you go to the stores and you start looking for beers and you see, like, a certain, like, flavor. This is, like, a tropical grapefruit. Hard seltzers? Screw that. Okay? They're not even beers. But you see, like, other stuff. Like, gimmicky beers that show up. And you know what works and what doesn't. Like, Kona Brewing Company is the leader with, like, the gimmicky bullshit. They have, like, different flavors. They have, like, pineapple. There's one they did, like, pog juice in it. And I'm like, okay. You know, whatever. And it didn't really taste like pog juice. Whatever. It's an IPA. I'll drink this, whatever this is, crap. And it wasn't very good. But you know what works and what doesn't. When it stays in the supermarket, you know that it's a decent beer.
Okay, first of all, you have to keep in mind a couple of things.
Yeah.
Our Safeway right here, this one, not the one at St. Tassajara, which I'll get to in a second, is not, quote, a test Safeway. What that means is products that come there are deemed, quote-unquote, safe. They've been tested at other stores. Mm-hmm. We are not considered either by demographic information or people buying stuff. Somewhere new. This Safeway, like, I can throw a damn stone and hit it if I throw it hard enough, is not the place where you try new stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. Now, Tassajara is. Tassajara is very different. It's in Pleasanton, where although we do have an older population, it's considered a test market. People are richer. You know, God bless them. It's all good. That's fine. Here's the thing. And I know this because one of my 5,000 majors in college, one of the ones I graduated with, was marketing. When you're in a store, you are given, as a vendor, so much shelf space. You literally negotiate all the time, I have so much space. So let's say you have X by X amount of space. You know that brand A, for example, is going to fly off the shelves. You can put all the brand A you want, and you can sell that all day long. Do you want to try variation B? Maybe. Variation C? Maybe. It depends on how much space you have. And it's in flux all the time. I mean, right now, in the middle of a literal pandemic, places aren't going to be trying brand B and brand C because they stick with the safe stuff. But when things are good, when economic conditions are good, especially over the summer months, you see brands trying and doing the things and all that. But you're not going to see them at our damn Safeway. Why? Because, again, we're not a test market. I mean, realistically, I don't know if you remember this, because I do, because I went there time and time again, and I said, when are you going to get my purple mood cheese? Because I love the purple cow mood cheese. I was told, basically, we're not a test market, and they literally said to me, you guys aren't in our target demographic, which from Safeway probably means we're not, quote-unquote, rich enough in this area to support them to try something like that. They literally were not even willing to try a cheese, and cheese does not take up that much shelf space. Now, if you look at beer, which takes up a bigger shelf space versus cheese, if they're not even willing to compromise and try a new cheese, which they know damn well sells in Tassajara, among other places, why the hell would they try a bigger beer here? They wouldn't. So for all you know, these places are trying other beer things and all over the country, and maybe they're failing, maybe they're succeeding, I don't know, but you're not going to see them in our Safeways. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay, I know that's how it works. I have a damn degree in marketing.
Yeah, no, I get it, but here's the thing. Okay, you go to Safeway, you look at the shelves, you can tell from a beer shelf what has survived the flavor culture and what has not.
Okay, again, but here's the thing. If you are given space for one or two of your products, and that's it, and many places mm-hmm. are, unless you're feeling quote-unquote lucky, you're not going to try a lesser-known thing. If you're a big place, like, say, General Mills, and you can put all the damn beer or whatever you want on there, not that I think General Mills makes beer, but whatever, they have cereal places they can experiment all the stuff, you're not going to try this stuff. And that really sucks because there's a lot of beers and wines and stuff that you and I, they were just considered, we should be able to try, but we can't because Safeway gives places little teeny tiny spaces, and so they go with what they know sells rather than branching out with stuff.
I don't think so. I have seen, like I said, Brewed IPA was one of the biggest things that came out.
Okay.
It died. Like, it died in, like, a month or two.
Did it suck?
No. Like I said, like, the one we had from Strike was brilliant. The one we had from Balas Point was a little bit more bitter, but it had a lot of body and flavor to back it up.
Okay, so what do you think happened? Was it just a seasonal offering?
I don't know if it was a seasonal offering. I haven't seen it for a couple of years. Okay. But I know that it just did not last. Like, it just was one of those things that did not last.
Okay.
You go into a store now, and you look at the beer shelves, and you'll see certain things. And you'll see, like, okay, this is, like, the hazy IPA movement. That was one of the things. They will put, this is a hazy IPA. Okay, great.
Yeah, so great. And then they put it on there, and I want another one, and my husband drinks my last beer, and you go there, and it's not on the shelf.
I'm just saying, no. I'm saying everyone keeps making hazy IPA because it's a hit. Like,
sure.
Our local brewery, Strike, will make it. A few others make hazy IPAs. There are a bunch of people who make hazier beers, but the hazy label is on there, and people see it, and they'll grab it.
Okay.
But you can tell what does not survive when you see it. Like, I can't say peanut butter stout just yet because I've only seen it there for a little while, but I don't think it's going to survive.
Well, no, with that attitude, it's not.
No, I just don't think it will. I just think that people know what they like, and to me, if you're like, okay, Mosaic Hops, we've mentioned it a couple of times tonight. And Mosaic is like a sweeter hop. It tastes very much like tropical fruit. Stone Brewing was, to me, the only company that was able to master that and turn it into a flavorful beer, Tiki Escape. It's one of their best beers I think I've ever had. It's full-bodied. It's beautiful. One of their best beers I've ever had. Something like that, I think, would survive more than anything else out there. To me, it's you took something and you made something of it and said, okay, now we're going to add a couple more things to make it taste like you're having another drink. This is, you know, an offshoot of this. This is a recreation of that. It's better than someone going, here's your beer, and we infused it with some peanut butter. And it's just, there's no creativity in that. All you're going to get is peanut butter, where you put Mosaic hops in there, and suddenly you've got, like, every flavor in the book, plus whatever other hops they seasoned it with to make it go with it. There's a craftsmanship to that. Not like, oh, this peanut butter garbage.
How do you know the peanut butter and just require craftsmanship, though?
I've...
Again, you think the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup just fell into this beer that we had
last time? Yes, I do. I will say that. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like a peanut butter... That's what it tastes like. It just tastes like they flavored it with a bunch of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I mean, it's like putting a sauce on top of a food you like. That's what it tastes like. You know, using a certain hop and bringing it up and tasting the scent or smelling the scent and tasting it and making sure there's a craftsmanship to it, and you can tell there is. And then when it gets down to the peanut butter thing, okay, you know, it's like serving somebody, oh, here's your meat, and okay, now you taste what I've crafted for you, and they go, where's the ketchup? That's what, to me, peanut butter beer is. It's like, let me put something on top of this.
Okay, no. That's a ridiculous analogy. When you put ketchup on stuff, most of the time the ketchup overwhelms and changes the flavor.
Yes, exactly. I
say that the peanut butter is a good addition, which kind of coasts it towards something.
But somebody,
it's not like all you taste is peanut butter and there's whiskey in there somewhere. It's like it's peanut butter whiskey.
Somebody took a stout and added peanut butter and chocolate to it.
So
it's like taking a sausage.
Okay, no. Stout and chocolate have been together for a long time. It's not like it just happened last year.
It's like taking a sausage that you've worked days on. Like, you've perfected, like, the pork in there. You've seasoned it really well for the person who's going to be tasting it. And they take a look at it and go, give me the ketchup. That's what it tastes like. Stout is a whole different thing. Stout has a whole body to it, has a whole flavor to it.
Okay, most people can't handle stout. That's like most people who drink Guinness. A, don't drink in this country. They drink it in Ireland where it tastes different from what I hear. And B, have it in Irish Car Bomb or other similar drinks. No, seriously. Most people buying stout in the United States do not drink stout, just drink it. Guinness, they drink it to put it in a drink. Let's admit it.
I don't think so.
You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
No, you're totally wrong.
No, I'm not. This is like Roger Ebert.
I don't care. You're wrong.
I don't... Roger. No, I don't care. No, Roger. Gene. You know,
it's not like we can survey the entire country on this. God knows we can't even survey him with a dumping president right now. But realistically speaking, trust me, I went to college a gazillion years, don't know colleges. People do drink Guinness left and right, but they drink it in drinks for the most part. And again, I bartended, trust me, I've been around a lot of people drinking.
Well, with that, we're going to leave you tonight, but we thank you for joining us for our beer tasting.
And it's going way off topic. Yes. It wasn't going
way off topic. We're discussing the advent and the abject failure of peanut butter stout.
I like peanut butter stout, and I like peanut butter whiskey, and I think, you know, putting William in there and how, you know, William is like, hey, why not? Which is how I think most people should approach drinking anyway. I mean, if you can drink responsibly, I think you should try new beers. New wines, new whatever you're into, and give it a shot. Have an open mind, because why not?
Yeah, have an open mind when drinking crap. That's what we use.
But you're not going to know if it's crap. And again, our son doesn't have an opinion on beer, because he's two.
On the sports league. No, I'm kidding. That's what Gary Radnich used to say. Anyway, way too many references to Mr. Radnich. Anyway, with that, we're going to get going, but... We want to thank you for sticking with us through all this this fun stuff.
God knows why you did.
Yeah, good Lord. We just ranted for like the last half hour about beer.
Which makes a lot of sense, and this is what a lot of critics do.
So the lesson is, don't drink peanut butter beer. and whiskey.
Wow. I'm glad that's what you got out of it.
Oh, okay.
What I got out of it is, you know, toddlers and people trying new alcohol have a lot in common. Just go with it. See how it is. And if you don't like it, be like our son. Just toss it on the damn carpet, you know?
He does that?
Sometimes. Did you see him recently with, like, you know, him with the powdered juice and the milk and stuff like that? So the stain over there, that's from him. He's like, yeah, nope.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you at the next beer tasting, whenever that might be.
We will.
All right. Take care. Yeah.